And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. This news update is being brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roof and gutter and siding experts. And by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team. Proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to Bear Internet from your local provider to AVS Broadband and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. Also, McKenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe. If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. McKenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe. And drivers are once again allowed on Ojibwe Island in Saginaw for the first time in about 5 years. The city marked the reopening with a community celebration after completing a series of park improvements. Vehicle access is now permitted from dawn to dusk on the west side of the island Monday through Saturday, with the entire island open to vehicles on Sunday. The island had been closed to most vehicle traffic since 2021 because of security concerns and deteriorating roads. City officials say upgrades, including new security cameras, improved landscaping, and increased police patrols during busy times are intended to help keep the park safe and accessible. Mayor Brenda Moore is encouraging residents and visitors to help care for the park as it reopens to the community. And a Lyon Township man is in custody after authorities say he led police on a slow-moving pursuit that crossed several Oakland County communities before attempting an unusual escape. The Oakland County Sheriff's Office say deputies began searching for the 56-year-old Thursday evening after receiving an alert from Livingston County. Investigators say the driver had fled a traffic stop and was believed to be impaired. When a deputy located the vehicle in Lyon Township and attempted another traffic stop, the driver continued on. Leading officers through Lyon Township, Wixom, Milford, and Highland Township. During the pursuit, authorities say the suspect intentionally struck two Wixom police patrol vehicles and an Oakland County Sheriff's Patrol unit. Deputies ended the chase with a precision maneuver near Hickory Ridge and Rose Center Roads. The driver then abandoned the vehicle, ran into a wooded area, and entered a nearby pond in an effort to avoid capture. Search teams, including canine units, drones, and specialized underwater detection equipment, spent hours looking for the suspect before the search was suspended. Just before 3 o'clock on Friday morning, however, deputies responded to a report of a suspicious person near North Milford Road and Wardlow Roads in Highland Township, where they recognized and arrested the suspect without incident. He is being held on allegations that include fleeing and eluding police, resisting and obstructing officers, felonious assault on an officer, and driving with a revoked license. His identity is expected to be released following arraignment. And we will be right back after this message from our sponsor, McKenzie Jewelers.
At McKenzie Jewelers, we believe every story is one of a kind, just like the person you're sharing it with. That's why we don't just offer rings. We can create that one-of-a-kind, custom, handcrafted jewelry that's as special as your relationship. Whether it's an engagement ring, a necklace, or a bracelet, we work closely with you to design that unique piece that truly reflects your love. Imagine the joy of wearing a piece of jewelry that's been thoughtfully designed just for you, capturing the moments that matter the most. And if you have an old design that needs a refresh, we can bring it back to life, turning outdated pieces into timeless treasures. For over 40 years, McKenzie Jewelers has been part of life's most precious milestones. When you choose McKenzie Jewelers, you're not just choosing a jeweler, you're choosing a partner who understands the significance of every detail.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's McKenzie Jewelers on the north side of Bad Axe.
McKenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe, proud to have served our friends and community for over 40 years.
Shopping at the north end of Bad Axe is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
And a sweeping housing affordability bill may become law without President Donald Trump's signature. Trump announced Friday that he would not sign the bipartisan measure, dismissing it as less important than election legislation he has been urging Congress to approve. Because the president is not expected to issue a formal veto, the housing bill can automatically take effect after the constitutional review period expires. The legislation is designed to accelerate home construction by streamlining certain environmental reviews. It would also limit how many existing single-family houses large Wall Street investors may own. Supporters say the measure could increase supply and give ordinary buyers a better chance in an increasingly expensive housing market. And new questions are being raised about a fatal shooting involving federal immigration officers in Houston. An attorney representing witnesses say their descriptions of Tuesday's confrontation differ from the account provided by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, particularly the agency's claim that an officer faced an immediate threat. The Department of Homeland Security says none of the officers involved were wearing a body camera, leaving investigators without footage from their perspective. A federal officer also told Reuters that the man who was killed was not the intended target of the immigration operation. The conflicting accounts are likely to intensify demands for an independent and transparent investigation. And the nation's acting intelligence chief has announced a third round of personnel reductions at the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. Acting Director Bill Polt said the latest cuts are part of an effort to reduce the size of the agency following repeated calls from President Trump to streamline the federal intelligence structure. The office coordinates information among America's intelligence agencies and helps prepare the highly classified briefings delivered to senior government officials. Supporters of the reductions argue that the organization has become too large, while critics worry that repeated staff losses could weaken oversight, analysis, and the sharing of information about threats to national security. And we'll be right back after this message from the AVS Tech Team.
Depend on the AVS Tech Team to keep your data safe. If your home computer or business server fails, what important data is at risk? With data retention solutions from the tech team, your information is always protected and always accessible. These solutions safeguard important files from hardware failure, human error, or even natural disasters like fire and flood, so you don't have to worry about losing what matters most. Backed by professional local support, the tech team provides automatic, secure offsite storage with no extra equipment needed, making it simple and hassle-free to keep your data safe. Whether it's personal files, business documents, or critical records, they make sure everything is protected and easy to access when you need it. Keep your peace of mind at an affordable price. To learn more, contact the AVS Tech Team at 888-282-4943 or visit them in Pigeon or Sandusky to see how data retention solutions can protect you and your information.
And we are back, and we have no obituaries to report at this time. So we're going to go over to our next sponsor, Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
Call Bresky Siding and Building Repair for your new roof, roof repair, or leak detection.
This is Derek Bresky, your roofing specialist from Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair. Most people think replacing their old worn-out roof is expensive and are afraid of rising costs. Call me for a free roof inspection and let me show you what Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair have to offer. With over 40 years experience, I will personally come and inspect your roof. Trust me to give you a roof you can afford, including a top-of-the-line quality shingle.
Call my dad at 999-529-8167.
That's right, Ayana. Call our dad today at Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair, a company you can trust.
And we are back, and that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.